WKJAN Radio Atlantic.
707, clear skies, 46 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for mostly sunny skies today and a high around 77. The news is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Well, nearly 180 post offices in Iowa that were on a list for possible closure will now remain open, but with limited hours. The decision announced Wednesday by the U.S. Postal Service follows months of backlash from rural residents at meetings. USPS spokesman Rich Watkins said Iowa's smallest post offices, if they're still open, will remain open under the revised plan.
Keeping the post office there, the zip code, the community identity, still post office would still be there, would still be a postal employee who would be in that post office, but due to the declining workload, would be open 2, 4, or perhaps 6 hours a day.
The revised plan is expected to save the Postal Service $500 million a year.
The strategy would be implemented over a two-year, multi-phased approach and would not be completed until September 2014.
Around 13,000 post offices around the country are included in under the new plan, including 178 of the more than 900 post offices in Iowa. Watkins said the reduced hours are needed to address an ever-decreasing mail volume.
Where we can and where it's possible, again, to continue to serve those customers in rural areas, we want to do that, but you know, we have to better match our workforce and the facilities that we maintain with a declining workload. So going forward, we think this strikes a healthy balance for both our customers and for the Postal Service.
You can find a list of the post offices affected by the proposed changes in hours of operation on our website at KJAN.com. Click on the News tab and look for this story. News time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Well, after a lengthy period of discussion about weight, steering options, trade-in value, and other issues, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday voted 3-2 in favor of purchasing a new motor grader for the Secondary Roads Department. The John Deere Model 770G grader will be used, purchased from Murphy Tractor out of Omaha, for $216,756. An older grader currently in the county's fleet will be sold to Iron Planet for $86,500, which will help recoup some of those costs of the new grader. A bid of $247,541 had been received for a Caterpillar Model 12M2 from Ziegler and $229,950 from a Volvo dealer. The difference in price between the John Deere and the Caterpillar, nearly $31,000, wasn't enough to sway Supervisors Waters and Reagan. Reagan said the Cats have served the county well and seem to offer a better trade-in value. He was also in favor of buying that brand because the service would be local.
But we know that through the past, that Caterpillar, we've generally figured what the hours we put on them, they last 10 to 12 years without ever having to touch an engine normally. John Deere has always been 7 to 8, 9 at the max, so we've always got 2 to 3 years more out of operation without having to do anything with an engine. And you can't put an engine in one for $20,000. I just know that through all the years, no matter what, Caterpillar has served us as well, and maybe we've never had John Deere, but looking at history from some of the other counties, Caterpillar has always served us very, very well in repairs and upkeep and being able to get them fixed.
Engineer Charles Marker said Cass County currently has one John Deere motor grader in the fleet and several Caterpillar models.
We have 8 motor graders, which cover 8 districts. We have only one spare that we sack in. Each motor grader has its own district. I'm sorry. We've got 2 motor graders per shop. So that's why we've got 8 full-time districts, 8 motor graders to cover those districts. We only have one as a backup.
The rebuilding of a hospital damaged by a tornado was delayed a bit this month by striking painters. Around 200 members of the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, Local 246, went on strike at midnight April 30th. Union business manager Bob Gilmore said one of the facilities impacted by the strike is the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston, which was hit by a tornado on April 14th.
Unfortunately, one of the contractors that had the work is one of our employers, and therefore, when we're withholding services from our employers, that means that they don't have people to paint, and therefore the project can't get delayed.
Gilmore noted that union members who had been working on the Creston Hospital prior to the strike offered to volunteer their time and finish the job. The contractor and the union, however, agreed to pay a handful of painters while others remain on strike.
In our industry, this is one of the ways, unfortunately, that disagreements are resolved between the employers and the members.
The tornado that damaged the hospital in Creston was categorized as an EF2 with wind speeds of up to 130 miles per hour. 6 people were injured in that storm, one of them critically. News time is 7:13.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, Berdella Meyer, age 90, of Manila, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. Services for Berdella Meyer will be this morning at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Ava Pauline Scott, age 88, of Waukee and formerly of Dexter, died Tuesday at Lutheran Hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Ava Scott will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Sherry Zeitlow, age 68, of Urbandale and formerly of the Avondale area, died May the 2nd in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Sherry Zeitlow will be Friday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church on Beaver Avenue in Des Moines. There will also be a celebration of life service for her held on Saturday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Barbara Fries, age 78, of Anita, died Tuesday at the Colonial Manor. Funeral services for Barbara Fries will be Saturday at 10:30 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson reporting.